I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many of the medical devices, tests, and procedures used today came into existence after years of research and development. To talk about some of the medical innovations currently being developed in our state is Tom Finnegan, director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurism at the Medical University of South Carolina. Tom, what research and innovation projects are going on at MUSC that look promising for commercial development?
Thank you for having me this morning. This has been a historic time at MUSC. We have more innovations, more record of inventions now, and I feel like we're set up more for commercialization of products than we have ever at any particular time at MUSC. And I speak both from experience of licensing technology and dealing with other universities, but we've got a lot of things going on in the medical device area. We've got a lot of things going on in the therapeutic area with the new drug discovery center that we've put in place. In the healthcare and software area, we've got a lot going on in the app space, in the College of Nursing, and the Center for Healthy Lifestyles over there. And then we've got a lot going on in the education space where we've had some e-learning and type applications that are now taking education and moving it into the next sort of area, which is not so much books, but now people being able to go online, review things at their own pace, and then also be able to study them on their own.
And what's the process and timeline like for some of the medical devices, advances, some of the things that are going on here?
You know, it varies from therapeutics, which can be really long and take several years, a lot of money, and can frankly be a real barrier to a university like ourselves where we don't have the resources, to devices, which can take a couple years, and then the healthcare IT, very short, and then the education platforms and things like that are much shorter.
Tom, tell us about the initiative that's going on to develop and patent medical devices from technology at MUSC.
We are now in a big push to get as many devices commercialized as we can because we've got the resources available, the timeline is shorter, and we've got outsiders who are now coming in who would like to be involved in the medical device area, and we feel like this is our quickest way to develop even more successes on the commercial side at MUSC.
And are there devices in the works, so to speak, right now that look very promising?
We just had our first medical device symposium. We brought in an entrepreneur who has licensed technology from MUSC. We had over 30 submissions, which is the first time ever we've had that many. So we're putting resources and we're putting a lot of time into it. And yes, all across campus, we had a lot of disclosures that it actually looked promising. There's probably a handful of them that I think have some very near-term possibility. When I say near-term, you know, year or so, and some that are longer out, and we expect to see a lot more.
What are the challenges typically faced when developing some of these new medical devices? A lot of red tape?
Interestingly enough, the biggest challenge is reimbursement. You may be able to get your product developed, you may get it commercialized, you may get it approved, but somebody may not pay for it. And so what we're trying to teach people is that you've got to make sure that it's going to have a code that somebody's willing to pay for it and they can get reimbursed. And so that's the big thing. And then also, obviously, getting through the regulatory processes are tough as well, too.
Tom, thank you so much for providing this update about some of the medical innovations going on in our state.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.